Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Bridgerton. The Duke and I, penned by Julia Quinn, stands as the inaugural novel in the esteemed Bridgerton series, captivating readers with its entrancing blend of Regency-era romance, spirited wit, and intricate family dynamics. Set against the opulent backdrop of early 19th-century London, this novel introduces us to the sprawling, tight-knit Bridgerton family, focusing primarily on Daphne Bridgerton, the intelligent and spirited fourth child, and Simon Bassett, the mysterious and dashing Duke of Hastings. A tale of societal expectations, personal growth, and the complex journey to love. The Duke and I weaves a story that is as much about the trials and tribulations of coming into one's own as it is about finding a partner. Quinn's writing skillfully combines humor, heartache, and the intricacies of relationships, making this book a compelling read that sets a strong foundation for the rest of the series. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intricacies of Regency-era courtship. The Duke and I thrusts readers into the complex social milieu of Regency England, where societal norms and expectations govern the behaviors of the aristocracy, particularly in matters of courtship and marriage. Through the characters of Daphne Bridgerton and Simon Bassett, Julia Quinn explores the rituals of the marriage market, the importance of reputation, and the often confining roles prescribed to both women and men of the time. The novel illustrates the strategic maneuvering families undertake to secure advantageous matches, as well as the personal conflicts that arise when heart and duty collide. Daphne's initial quest for a suitable marriage partner and her interactions with Simon offer a vivid lens through which to view the opulent yet fraught world of Regency-era romance, highlighting the societal pressure to marry well, the specter of scandal, and the personal desires that often run counter to societal expectations. Secondly, the concept of marriage of convenience. At the heart of The Duke and I lies a compelling exploration of the marriage of convenience, a common trope in historical romances that Quinn manages to refresh with her vibrant characters and sharp wit. Simon and Daphne's arrangement, conceived to mutually benefit each other's social standing and to fend off the societal pressures of the marriage market, gradually morphs into a complex, deeply emotional journey. This plot device serves as a critical lens for dissecting themes of friendship, trust, and the evolution of love in a relationship that initially eschews romantic affection for practicality. Quinn skillfully portrays how a marriage built on convenience can face numerous challenges, including communication breakdowns, societal scrutiny, and the struggle for genuine intimacy. The development of Simon and Daphne's relationship offers an insightful commentary on how love can grow in the most pragmatic arrangements, highlighting the importance of understanding, compromise, and open-heartedness in navigating the unexpected pathways of married life. Thirdly, the evolution of romantic relationships. Julia Quinn deftly illustrates the complexities of evolving romantic relationships through the progress of Daphne and Simon's unconventional union. Initially bound by a pact that prioritizes their individual objectives over affection, their relationship gradually unfolds to reveal the depth and richness that genuine connection and vulnerability can offer. The narrative delves deep into the psychological growth of both characters as they navigate the misunderstandings, societal pressures, and personal demons that challenge their nascent bond. Daphne's resilience and Simon's struggle with his past traumas serve as testament to the novel's nuanced portrayal of emotional healing, mutual respect, and the transformative power of love. This exploration demonstrates the capacity for dynamic change within relationships, offering a hopeful perspective on overcoming obstacles through empathy, communication, and shared experiences. Fourthly, familial relationships and dynamics beyond the romance. The Duke and I pays homage to the complex web of familial relationships and dynamics, especially through the portrayal of the Bridgerton family. With its emphasis on the supportive, loving, and sometimes meddling nature of Daphne's immediate family, the novel provides a refreshing counterpoint to the central love story. Through the interactions among the Bridgerton siblings and their mother, Quinn explores themes of loyalty, duty, and the formative influence of family on individual identity and societal standing. These dynamics not only serve to enrich the narrative's emotional depth, but also offer a wider lens through which to understand the characters' motivations and vulnerabilities. The familial bonds depicted in the novel underscore the importance of background, upbringing, and sibling solidarity in shaping one's journey to self-discovery and happiness. Lastly, the role of gossip and scandal in society. A pervasive theme in The Duke and I is the impactful role of gossip and scandal in the shaping of societal perceptions and the lives of individuals during the Regency era. Through the omnipresent character of Lady Whistledown, an anonymous gossip columnist whose newsletters dictate the social season's successes and faux pas, Quinn critiques the power of rumor and public opinion in dictating behavior and fate. This narrative element cleverly underscores how characters, particularly Daphne and Simon, must navigate the treacherous waters of public scrutiny while attempting to find personal happiness. The omnipresence of gossip serves as a reminder of the fragile nature of reputation during this period and highlights the courage required to defy societal expectations. This examination offers timeless commentary on the influence of public perception and the enduring struggle to maintain one's integrity and identity amidst widespread speculation and judgment. In conclusion, Bridgerton, The Duke and I is a nuanced exploration of love, societal expectations, and personal growth. Its rich tapestry of Regency-era settings combined with deep character development makes it an engaging read for anyone interested in historical romance, the complexities of familial and romantic relationships, or the transformative power of love over convenience. Julia Quinn's narrative masterfully intertwines these themes, creating a story that not only entertains, but also offers insightful commentary on the human condition. This book will especially resonate with readers who appreciate strong, multidimensional characters, and those who enjoy witnessing the unfolding of a love story that defies the odds. In a broader sense, The Duke and I speaks to the enduring quest for personal happiness and fulfillment in the face of societal pressures, making it a relevant and inspiring read for anyone navigating the delicate balance between societal expectations and personal desires. If you would like to support Julia Quinn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.